probably hit well over 70 by Tuesday. And again, all of that has gone into TV advertising where he pretends to be somebody that he's not, you know, says that he supports the police, even though he voted to strip them of their legal protections, even though he voted to ban gas-powered cars and wants to end fracking, says that he's pro-energy independence. And that's why the money really does matter. I mean, I never got this until I was a candidate, but those all-important undecided voters, that's one of the ways you reach them. Certainly the media isn't helping us out, but those advertisements from the Democrats have been effective. And one of the reasons why I feel so good about our race now is we've really beaten that stuff back in the last couple of months.
JD, do you watch all the negative ads? Like, do you sit on your campaign bus or sit in campaign headquarters between meetings and events and actually watch everything they say about you or not? I'm just curious. I don't know the answer.
No, I'm not a psychopath, so I try not to see and watch and read every negative thing they say about me. Man, I think you would go crazy if you just saw everything negative. I mean, sometimes, like, I'm a big sports guy, especially college football. And so, you know, during a Buckeyes game, you'll see a negative ad come on about you. And it's kind of funny when you're hanging out with your buddies and they're like, oh, there you are, JD. There's your fat head on TV getting attacked.
But JD, what's your site? Because we got to get pedal to the metal here and we got 15 seconds. Where do people go?
Yeah, man. Yeah. JDVance.com. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You're the man, JD. Thank you. Clay, just days away, man. Tomorrow's Friday. We're going to loosen it up. We're going to tell everybody what's what. We're going to have a good time. And I'm looking forward to the party.
4 days till the red tsunami, Buck. 4 days tomorrow. Count them.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com.
Have you or anyone you know ever lived or worked at Camp Lejeune before 1987? Camp Lejeune's water systems were contaminated by chloride from fuel leaks on the property. If you had any contact with water while at Camp Lejeune and have been diagnosed with any type of cancer or Parkinson's disease, you could be entitled to compensation. Call us today. Do not delay. Call 1-800-602-7900. That's 1-800-602-7900. Paid for by Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
We tried Dynavite nutritional supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
About 2 weeks ago, I was watching the Golden Knights in an area sports bar. That is so much fun. Hey, Kevin Wall here. More than once, I thought about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. You know, for years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not 3 or 4 seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids. The difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. The number again, 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. ALV.com and tell them.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. For the first time, Republican candidate Mehmet Oz leads Democrat John Fetterman in a key poll on their Pennsylvania Senate race. Bob Agnew reports.
Dr. Oz now leads John Fetterman 48-46% among likely voters, responding to a survey from Emerson College Polling and The Hill. It's a 5-point gain for Oz since early September and a major milestone, as all previous polls from Emerson College and The Hill have shown a lead for Fetterman. It indicates momentum may be on Oz's side just days away from an election in which Pennsylvania could prove key to the GOP goal of reclaiming the Senate majority. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at townhall.com, new Twitter CEO Elon Musk, in a statement against sharing harmful disinformation, has suspended the New York Times. Bernie Bennett has more.
Musk said while handing out pink slips to another 50 content moderators, quote, "Today, the scourge on our country has finally been diminished on this platform." Musk explained, quote, "Ever since 1904, when they declared people of color were an evolutionary missing link, and later in 1939, when they reported that Poland had invaded Nazi Germany, the New York Times has been one of the most insidious purveyors of harmful misinformation in our nation's history." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Israeli election officials are tallying the final votes from national elections, with former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reclaiming the premiership in that country. Applications for jobless benefits did fall slightly last week, with the U.S. job market remaining resilient in the face of rising interest rates and persistent inflation. Unemployment claims for the week ending October 29th fell by 1,000 to 217,000. That's according to the Labor Department. The Dow is ahead 28 points, but the NASDAQ down 106. More at townhall.com.
Early Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. MGM Resorts reports its properties on the Las Vegas Strip are doing just fine these days. In fact, they just had their best financial quarter ever. With the addition of the Cosmopolitan to its portfolio, the full ownership of the Aria after buying out Dubai World, the company generated $2.3 billion from its Strip properties. That's up 67% from the same time a year ago. MGM CEO Bill Hornbuckle said the company really likes where we are here in Las Vegas. The Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix is still more than a year away, but local hotels are already cashing in on that three-day event, which will run November 16th through the 18th of 2023. As of yesterday, the lowest price available for a three-day stay was at the Lake at $752 a night. Room rates at Caesars Palace were the highest at more than $1,500 a night. The first tickets for the 2023 race went on sale Tuesday, with tickets running $500 to $10,000. KMZQ satellite weather, cloudy with a chance of rain today, a high of 56. It's only 51 degrees right now.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, watch for a construction between Flamingo and Tropicana there on Interstate 15 southbound. You're averaging about 50 miles per hour through there. Road work continues on Interstate 15 northbound as well. That's from Blue Diamond Road all the way up to Tropicana. The right lane is closed through there.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, the Thursday before Election Day. The midterm election's coming up, 5 days away from Election Day. Tomorrow is the last day of early voting. If you have not already early voted, I urge you to do it today or tomorrow, because that's it. Then you got to wait till Tuesday, and there may be long lines, and the kids may be, one of your children may be sick and have to come home from school. There's all kinds of stuff that can happen that can get in the way of your voting. I hope it doesn't, and I hope you'll get out and vote. One of the races that we're going to be following on Live and Local is the AD 21 race in the Assembly. And the Republican candidate for the Assembly District 21 is Dr. John Petrick, who joins us. Dr. Petrick, thanks for joining us. You are into pain management. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, that is great. First, thanks for having me. Yeah, we do pain management. We have clinics here in Nevada, and we do stem cell PRP, hormone replacement, pain management, chiropractic, physical therapy. We are multidisciplinary, kind of like the new wave of the future for medicine is prevent a disease rather than treat one.
I love that idea. I got to ask you, though, you got all this going on, this incredible medical empire that you run, and yet you are taking time and money and effort, and your family is as well, to run for office. What prompted you to get into the race?
Well, fear. Fear was actually the primary motivator. During the pandemic, we had OSHA come in, and it started with just they kind of came into our office and just kind of spooked everybody. They came in, wanted to check what we were doing, recommending mandates and guards of masks, recommending vaccines, and then they wanted to fine me when I was not complying. And it started out as a $25,000 fine, then it started to grow. They came into my office without warrants. They came to my office to interview my staff without subpoenas. And, Kevin, it was at that time I realized I don't know my rights. and it scared me. And I thought, I'm never going to allow this ever to happen again. I don't believe anything that they're doing is constitutional. So I took it upon myself, hired private tutors, went to Patriot Academy in Texas, went to Hillsdale College online, all online stuff, and I started to take over 360 hours of constitutional historical document interpretation, and then I narrated the entire Nevada Constitution on my website so we can use it as a tool. Because it's important, John Jay, our first Supreme Court justice, said that the whole entire reason for public education is to read, love, and honor your God, read, love, and honor your Constitution, and read, love, and honor for your family. So it's so important to me, and I realized that I didn't know my constitutional rights, and I took it upon myself to better myself, and now I feel much more comfortable with where I stand in regards to the Constitution.
Again, Dr. John Petrick joining us, pain management doctor and the CEO of the Las Vegas Pain Relief Centers. How many did you say you have?
We have a couple centers here. We have one in Arizona as well, in Mesa, Arizona. So we have a couple centers here in Las Vegas. We're expanding. We'll have two more centers by the end of the year, and if things go as planned, we'll be looking to open up Reno and Carson City area as well.
I think that's tremendous. Does that give you an advantage? Because one of the things that I've always said about the legislature is that we need more diversity, more people that aren't just lawyers, but who actually know something about something. And in your particular case, it's medicine and pain management.
Well, there is a huge distinction between myself and my opponent, especially as a physician. Kevin, when I took my oath 22 years ago, I took it with all of my heart, and I said that I would do no harm. And I agreed to love and honor and respect and treat everybody that God put in front of me, regardless of their color, sexuality, their religion, or even their political party. It never entered the conversation of thought of how I was going to help them. I had an oath to take. I took it serious, just like I'm going to take my oath serious when I take it for the legislation. I'm going to serve that same way by loving everybody that's put in front of me and looking for a common solution. And I think that's one of the biggest differences, as you said, between being a physician and a businessman versus an attorney. Giving you some information, since 1976, every single person the Democratic Party has put forward has been an attorney for vice president and president. Now, we on the Republican side have not put an attorney for a run for president or vice president since Gerald Ford. Why that's important is the dogma in which we're trained. I'm trained to love every single person, come up with the best solution for every individual patient, regardless of where they come from. And as an attorney, one of the things you're trained in is your dogma is trained into win-lose. There isn't a win-win, like my client will win, your client will win. Their whole entire training is about winning and losing. And I think it's easier for me as a business person and as a physician, because I have to look at things as the best outcome. And I have to, regardless whether I like where the science comes from, as a scientist, I have to accept it. So I think being a physician, taking an oath to already love people in the manner in which I have, being open to new data, this helps me when we're dealing with a lot of the issues that come up, whether it be the abortion issue or whether it be the trans issue right now. It always falls back on science. I think my science background and being able to look at things differently than from a legal standard provides me with some various different advantages, I think, are advantages for the people.
Dr. Petrick, your friends have told me that you are a voracious walker. You knock on doors, you talk with voters, you find out what they're thinking, what they're feeling. Give me your sense, 5 days out, what's going on out there and what are the issues? Is it really about inflation and gas prices and things like that, crime?
Well, one, I'm glad my staff recognizes that there's not anything more important in these local elections than getting out and meeting the people. I've walked over 6,000 doors. I've had the privilege and honor of meeting so many new neighbors and friends. And they love to see you at the door, especially as a candidate. It's like, oh, my God, it's actually you. And I do have something to share with you. But, you know, it doesn't matter, Kevin, whether it is if an economy, whether it's education or health care, even abortion. What I'm seeing at the doors is something that I believe is a shadow over everything. And right now in our country, we're dealing with mental health crisis and fatigue. I see it on their faces. I hear it in their voices when I look them in the eye. And as a physician, I'm trained to observe. I'm trained to look at people and see their pain, to observe their pain and to feel it at a certain degree. And I feel it was sad to me to walk the doors and see the people that feel like there's nothing that I can do, desperate. They don't trust the information that they're getting. They don't trust the media. And unfortunately, it's up to me and my fellow assembly people, soon to be, to really regain that trust in them. People are hurting right now, and they don't trust. They're really upset with what's happening in our country. They don't trust our government. They don't trust politicians. And now they're questioning the media and everything around them. So a lot of fear, Kevin, a lot of fear out there. And I hope to provide hope. You know, it's a four-letter word, but it's so impactful. And that's what people want. They want a better way. They know there's a better way, but no one's really providing them with a better way. You know, everybody, we went from common sense to political correctness, and that scares people. So I'd probably say, other than inflation and the gas, I think, but the overall line thing is that there's just way too much hate in the world right now, and I think people feel it. They lock their doors, and it's scary. It really is scary for them right now.
Dr. Petrick, I got to ask you, we've been talking for almost a year about an impending red wave. You're out there knocking on doors, talking with voters. Is it your sense that we are on the cusp of a big red wave in 21 and beyond?
Yeah, you know, right now it's kind of like that quietness that's happening. You know, you're not seeing the Republican Party going out and vandalizing people's homes. You're not seeing people, shadow banning and doxing people like you are from the other side. So what I'm hearing and feeling is that people don't want to tell anymore. They are kind of actually keeping their political opinions to themselves. They're not rushing out to put yard signs everywhere, even though we have yard signs all over. People are a little reluctant to share because of the retribution, if you will, or the retaliation that people have just from them saying who they're going to vote for, who they like. But right now, as far as a wave is concerned, you know, I was once asked, Dr. Petrick, how could you want to run right now in these times and it's so crazy? The truth is, Kevin, how could you want to run as a Democrat right now? What would you stand on? I mean, the inflation, the highest it's been in 60 years, depending upon what numbers you use. Our education is 50th. They just spend without any recourse or consideration for their constituencies. So actually, I feel running for Republican is an advantage this time because we make sense. We love God. We love work ethic. We love people. We love this country. What does my opponent have to say about that? And you can't talk. Actions speak louder than words, or the voter record speaks for itself. The Democratic Party and this administration has completely been utterly a waste of time for all the Americans. If anything, it's just caused so much more ridicule and conceit from everybody around the world. So I think a red wave is coming. I'm glad to see a wave coming. I think this is a win for God. I think it's a win for our country. And most importantly, I think this is a huge win for Nevada when we take back our house and our state and the governor's mansion.
Couple of final questions. 8021. Most people that I run into, they don't know what district they're in, who their assemblyman or their state senator is. Where is 21?
21, if you were to look, it's in Henderson. A good way to think of it is Warm Springs to Horizon Ridge, Valle Verde to Maryland Parkway. If you live in that general area, most likely you're living in our district of 21. And I'm going to change that. There's got to be a better connection between the legislation locally and the people. We have some really big plans for this, Kevin, that you're going to be really appreciative of, and how we can actually share what's happening in between that assembly hall and the people of the districts. There's a huge disconnect, and we need people to get connected, be connected, and stay connected to the local governments, because that's how we take back our country. It starts with the people. It starts at the grassroots, at the ground level. It starts with the assembly candidates first, because that's the people's house. We represent the people the most, and it's not three branches of government that are equal. The legislation is the most powerful branch for a reason. It's because it represents the people.
I want to ask about water. It's always an issue, mainly in rural and northern Nevada, but now we're talking more about it here in southern Nevada as well. Can you talk a little bit about your stance on water and water rights in as it relates to District 21?
Well, the people in Nevada especially in Clark County and southern Nevada, need to pat themselves on the back. We've done a great job. We've restricted our watering of our grass. We have limited our showers, our water, when we water, how we water. And the people of southern Nevada have done a great job of saving water. We got a 10-year supply. The problem is not saving water, and the problem is not that it's just Lake Mead itself. People need to remember, Kevin, we're in a 1,200-year drought. That means for 1,200 years, and there's not like an almanac that you can just say, okay, next year the drought ends. So we don't know, but this isn't something that happened over, you know, over one day or 2 days. But the problem that we have right now is that in 1922, between 1922 and 28, we signed legislation which divided up the water, or kind of set it up to which state got what allotment of water. California gets over 58%, Arizona gets 36%, Nevada only gets 4% of the water. So you have to look at all that water coming down gets divided up equally amongst the states. Now, at the time in the 20s when we signed this, we only had 20 to 30,000 people living in around that area. But unfortunately, we've not been in a position to make a change to that, because we certainly have, you know, 10 times, 12 times that amount living here now, but we're still living under those same legislative policies from 100 years ago. And what makes it worse, Kevin, is that once again, the land of the fruits and nuts next door to us, California, they do not play nice with their neighbors. And unfortunately, they use the water. They get almost 60% of the water, and they waste half of the water that they get. They do not help us out. They're not willing to make many changes to their water usage. And it's a shame, because they're wasting it, and we need it. So it's important that if we had better legislation at the state and federal level, to have California and other states like Arizona and in Mexico work with us so that we don't have such an incredible water shortage here in Nevada. But I want to give people hope again. Lake Mead is still the largest man-made reservoir in the country. There are three straws that we draw water from to generate power. Yes, the first straw is exposed, but the second straw is still a couple hundred feet underneath the surface of the water. And the third straw actually kind of rests and lives down underneath the dam. And why that's important is that we will have plenty of energy from years to come. It's not that we can't be resourceful and respectful, but there's no need to be, you know, scared or frightened that we're not going to have enough power to power our city. That's not the case, at least not for a while. And it's certainly not the case if we make better agreements with our neighbors, California and Arizona, in regards to how we protect ourselves from this water shortage. So a lot of things can be done. It takes backbone, spine, grit, determination at the state and federal level, working nationally for us to be able to make sure we protect our water.
Again, Dr. John Petrick joining us, Republican candidate for Assembly District 21. I know across the state and even in city council races there in Henderson, you've got some really nasty stuff going on and some nasty mailers that have been going out. Has your race been relatively civil when it comes to your opponent?
Yeah, you know, from the start, I'm a candidate of hope. I'm positive, I'm productive, and I'm profitable. When you're comfortable with the message, you don't need to scream and you don't need to shout. One of the things that we're missing in politics is debate and discussion. So unfortunately, yes, there's been a lot of things sent out, primarily on the very bogus and bad and nefarious abortion issue. In 1990, the people of Nevada on the referendum codified the abortion. There isn't a single elected official in the state of Nevada that can do anything about abortion. It's already done. The people voted. It's a done deal. Roe versus Wade had no impact on us here. And what they did is the Democratic Party sent out, and you still see it all day, they just are sending out this constant abortion issue. I think if I was a woman, and I've heard this from my mother and others, that I would be offended. Because it's almost as if women won't do their homework, or they're saying women won't research, or they won't do their homework to know that this really is a non-issue. And it's a shame, because but when you have nothing else to stand on, you don't have an economy that's working for the people, you don't have education working for the children, you don't have a healthcare system taking care and loving people, then you have to go with the only thing that you have is hope that people are stupid enough to buy into the abortion issue. Because there's nothing we can do about it, and that's what they've sent Matt nasty mail pieces out. We will never engage in that type of campaign. I'm better than that. My team is better than that, and the people of my district deserve better than that. You're never going to see Dr. Petrick beat up my opponent. I compete with me, Kevin. I don't compete with my opponent. I got to walk the doors. We got to get point on the mail. We have to text. We have to get in front of these people and let them know they're loved and cared for, and they will be. The people of Nevada deserve freedom. freedom, especially of my district. They deserve freedom. I'm going to Carson City to see that they get it.
Dr. Petrick, if folks in 21 want to know more about you, want to know more about your stance on the issues, where can they go? How can they reach out to you?
First, I put my cell phone number out there. I work for them. They need to have my number. 702-300-8008. Email me, call me, text me, let me know what's going on. You have to hear from me. I'll be bringing out some transparency issues and keeping everybody connected. They can check out my website at drjon4nevada.com. That's Dr. John.